This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Chad Graham of Philadelphia. I said, name a famous singer, six letters in the first name, four in the last. Remove the last letter of the first name and the first letter of the last name. And the result, reading left to right, is a word for some singing. What is it? Well, the singer is Carole King. Get rid of the E and the K and you get caroling.
Oh, okay. That was a good one. That's a good one. This challenge was really popular. We had over 1,000 correct submissions, and Dina Peck of Phoenix, Arizona is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Off and on for quite a while, but only recently during the pandemic, my good friend Betsy McGeever in Wilmington, Delaware, suggested that we team up and play the puzzle together every week, and we've been doing it pretty regularly ever since.
Oh, wow. Did she work with you on this one?
Yes. In fact, she got it first.
Oh, my God. So why are you all here now?
I'm just lucky, I guess.
What do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a retired lawyer, and now I enjoy gardening.
Well, Dina, then I know you're ready to play this puzzle, because if you could be in a courtroom, you ready to play this puzzle.
I am.
She says tentatively.
Okay, well, take it away, Will.
All right, Dina and Aisha, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence ends in the name of a state. Think of a major city in the state that rhymes with one of the words in the sentence. For example, if I said the couple plan to marry in Indiana, you would say Gary, major city in Indiana.
Oh, Gary and Mary. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, mother went to a noisy party in Idaho.
Boise.
Boise, Idaho is right. Friends plan to build a fancy palace in Texas.
Dallas.
Dallas is it. Certain highways need patches in Mississippi.
Natchez.
Nice. There's a lot of dealing with chicken and dairy in West Virginia.
Oh, Wheeling.
Wheeling, West Virginia, is it?
Oh.
The diners needed Beano after eating in Nevada.
Reno.
That's it?
Yeah.
Party people are dancing in Michigan.
Lansing.
That's it? A jury foreman was chosen in Oklahoma.
Norman.
Uh-huh. My older brother lives in Colorado.
Boulder.
That's it. The Lenten season was noted in New Jersey.
Clinton.
Oh.
Trenton.
Yeah.
Trenton is it. Our family, Collie, comes from North Carolina.
Raleigh
is good.
I had to get that one because I'm from North Carolina. They would have got me.
And here's your last one. The wedding guests are staying at Radisson Hotels in Wisconsin.
Madison
is it. Good
wow,
job.
Wow, you did an awesome job, Dina. Like, I mean, I could, and I'm not great with geography anyway, but you were getting these so fast, you didn't need any help.
Oh, I appreciate the help you gave me, yes.
So how do you feel?
Well, I'm delighted that you called, and now I'm elated that we're finished with the puzzle.
So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can hear all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Dina, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KJAZZ, KJZZ, and I'm also a member of its sister station, KBAQ.
That is awesome. That's Dina Peck of Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Rawson Scheinberg of Northville, Michigan. Name a famous singer, this time six letters in the first name, six letters in the last, whose last name is a body of water, And if you remove a letter from the first name, you'll get a landform. What singer is this? So again, famous singer, 6'6". The last name is a body of water. And if you drop a letter from the first name, you'll get a landform. What singer is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.